Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson is one of the nation's most outspoken advocates for space research and exploration. His passion is evident in his work. He is director of the American Museum of Natural History's Rose Center for Earth and Space in New York, and he's written a dozen books on the topic, including his latest, Space Chronicles, Facing the Ultimate Frontier.
The book is every thought I've ever had about our past, present, and future in space.
Tyson grew up during the 1960s and 70s. It was an era of unbridled optimism for space research and exploration that led to the moon landing and the space shuttle program. It was also an era of generous federal funding for NASA. But that era, says Tyson, is over. The Obama administration recently proposed deep cuts in the 2013 budget for the U.S. Space Agency, almost a year after it shut down the 30-year-old space shuttle program.
And right now, the United States has no vehicle of its own to take our astronauts to orbit. We have to hitch a ride with the Russians. In fact, if you hitched a ride, it implies you got on for free. But we're riding with the Russians because we're paying for those seats. So that's a little embarrassing, I think.
Tyson wants to see NASA's budget dramatically increased. He says the nation cannot afford not to make space a national funding priority.
Because it's just that kind of adventure that stokes the health of our economy. And in this, the 21st century, science and technological innovations will define who leads the century and who does not. What we have found in the golden era of space exploration here in America, that even though space was driven by war, the consequence of that was a completely shifted outlook that the entire country had about what was possible for our future. And the people who bring tomorrow into today are the scientists and technologists.
That can be seen, Tyson says, in the multitude of devices that once seemed like science fiction, but are now commonplace. Miniature electronics, laser eye surgery, even cordless power tools. But for Tyson, the most valuable spin-off of a beefed-up space program is the inspiration it can provide to young people to become the innovators and visionaries of the future.
There's a quote, and I forget who said it, that if you want to teach someone to sail, you don't train them how to build a boat. You compel them to long for the open seas. And it's the longing that triggers a level of innovation, because it's your love and the romance of that goal that stimulates your creative thinking.
It will take a shift in the mindset, says astrophysicist and author Neil deGrasse Tyson, to spark a true renaissance in space science. He believes that renaissance could revitalize both the U.S. economy and the national spirit. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.
The book is every thought I've ever had about our past, present, and future in space. And right now, the United States has no vehicle of its own to take our astronauts to orbit. We have to hitch a ride with the Russians. In fact, if you hitched a ride, it implies you got on for free. But we're riding with the Russians because we're paying for those seats. So that's a little embarrassing, I think. Because it's just that kind of adventure that stokes the health of our economy. And in this, the 21st century, science and technological innovations will define who leads the century and who does not. What we have found in the golden era of space exploration here in America, that even though space was driven by war, the consequence of that was a completely shifted outlook that the entire country had about what was possible for our future. And the people who bring tomorrow into today are the scientists and technologists. There's a quote, and I forget who said it, that if you want to teach someone to sail, you don't train them how to build a boat. You compel them to long for the open seas. And it's the longing that triggers a level of innovation, because it's your love and the romance of that goal that stimulates your creative thinking.
Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson is one of the nation's most outspoken advocates for space research and exploration. His passion is evident in his work. He's director of the American Museum of Natural History's Rose Center for Earth and Space in New York, and he's written a dozen books on the topic, including his latest, Space Chronicles, Facing the Ultimate Frontier. Tyson grew up during the 1960s and 70s. It was an era of unbridled optimism for space research and exploration that led to the moon landing and the space shuttle program. It was also an era of generous federal funding for NASA. But that era, says Tyson, is over. The Obama administration recently proposed deep cuts in the 2013 budget for the U.S. Space Agency, almost a year after it shut down the 30-year-old space shuttle program. Tyson wants to see NASA's budget dramatically increased. He says the nation cannot afford not to make space a national funding priority. It will take a shift in the mindset, says astrophysicist and author Neil deGrasse Tyson, to spark a true renaissance in space science. He believes that renaissance could revitalize both the U.S. economy and the national spirit. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York. That can be seen, Tyson says, in the multitude of devices that once seemed like science fiction but are now commonplace. Miniature electronics, laser eye surgery, even cordless power tools. But for Tyson, the most valuable spin-off of a beefed-up space program is the inspiration it can provide to young people to become the innovators and visionaries of the future.